Good morning, kings and queens. Today is December 23rd, Wednesday, two more days before Christmas. How are you? Hope everybody is doing well. Haven't spoken to you guys in a couple of days. I hope everybody is good. I know 2020 hasn't been the greatest. We've had a lot of challenges, but we just have to make the best of it. We have no choice. Life has its challenges, hard challenges, you know, but we got to try our best to maintain and balance. I know it's easier said than done sometimes, but, you know, we got to take a handle on things that we can take hold of and do what we got to do to make things better, things that we can control. So it hasn't been bad the past couple days in New York. I think it's because it's supposed to snow, have flurries for Christmas Eve, which is different. We haven't had snow on or around Christmas in a long time. It's been a little warm, actually. It's been like 50 something, so that's different. Well, that's not different. Over the past few years, it's been like warm some Christmases and Thanksgiving, so we've been blessed not to have that much snow. We just had everybody had a snowstorm. So what you up to? How's your day? How was your morning so far? You saw up Faye right about now. What you up to? What you doing? I'm on lunch, so now me and Jazz take different lunches, so we're gonna try to balance the ladies' lunch. Now we take different lunches, different times. So Friday is Christmas. Are y'all ready? Y'all got everything? I know that's a challenge too, because I actually thought that everybody was gonna, I told y'all the other day on the other episode, I thought that a lot of people was gonna order online, which they have, but I didn't think the malls were gonna be that crowded. It was crazy, but it's not the same this year, you know? Everybody's mindset is a little different, some good, some bad, and it is what it is. We just need to be grateful that we are able to see another beautiful day that God has made, and like I said, we just gotta balance everything. We need time management. We need to balance our lives. We should have learned a lot this year. We went through a lot emotionally as well, so hopefully everything will be better in 2021. Who knows? We don't know what to expect. So I got a couple of questions for y'all. Got to talking, having a conversation, and I need to know what y'all think. So there's a situation where, let's just say that you're dating, and you like the person. You converse about what you're going, you know, what you did, what you're doing, your past, present, and future, what you expect. And they forgot to mention that in the past that they did things they weren't proud of. Everybody has. We're not perfect. But they forgot to mention that in their past they used to, let's just say, okay, we always put it on the women. Let's just say that you're a female and you're dating a male who used to be a male prostitute. He had to do what he had to do. That's what he said to, you know, make it through college or whatever. And let's just say if it was vice versa. If it was a female and guys, you were dating this female who used to strip. Now she doesn't do it anymore. But now her current job is giving hand jobs on the side as a part-time job. You know, I try not to judge anybody. Because sometimes you get desperate and you have to do what you got to do. I get it. We all don't make the right decisions. Sometimes as we get older, we need to learn how to make the right decisions, you know. Fast money ain't always good money. And eventually things could happen with that fast money. So, eventually, right? But how would you feel if, you know, the person you were dating told you that? That they're, for the male, his current job is, making out with women for money, and for the female, she stated that she gives hand jobs as a second job. How did you feel about that as her man, or as the girlfriend. Would you be comfortable with that? Because, I mean, how do you know that it will not escalate into more than that? You just have to trust them, right? That's all you can do, or you just cannot, you know, accept that. It could be a deal breaker for you. Hit me up and let me know how you feel about it. Another situation that I heard on the radio was this woman called in, and she said that she caught her man. This is the second time she caught her man watching porn as if he's trying to hide it. And she said that they discussed sex and a lot of, you know, things that they like and don't like. And she presented to him things that she likes, and he called her a freak, and he didn't want to do them. But she wanted to do a threesome. No, he wanted to do a threesome, and she didn't want to. And I respect that, because let me tell you something. I'll do anything that my man wants to do to make him happy. Not almost anything. I'm not doing a threesome because I don't share my sausage. I'm sorry. But because I'm not going to do that, I'm going to make up for it in other ways. You feel me? So you got to be creative, number one, and you got to be able to talk and to come to the middle to make your partner happy so that way their mind doesn't go elsewhere. That's what you have to do. You have to be spontaneous. You have to be creative. So, let me finish telling y'all what happened. So the girl said that she caught her man watching porn, and then when she caught him, he tried to hide it. And my question is, did she act surprised? Did she bug out? Because, you know, when it comes to certain things, you can bug out on your man, because they don't respond well when you bug out. You have to, it's all about how you approach a situation, what you say, how you say it, compromising and all of that. And you will have a win-win situation with your man. That's my advice for you. But if she didn't say whether she did or not. If she bugged out and was like, what are you doing, blah, 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 that is not going to help the situation. Now he's going to be turned off. Now he's going to hide it even more. That's how I would, you know, that's what I think. So she said that she didn't know whether she should talk to him about it. And she think it's kind of like a turnoff because he tried to hide it. Well, why was he trying to hide it in the first place? My thing is, if he was trying to hide it, maybe you bugged out before, or he thinks that you would have a problem with it. I personally don't have a problem with my man when I'm in a relationship watching porn. As long as he doesn't have an addiction with it, and as long as he doesn't overdo it. That's how I feel about it. As a matter of fact, if I say I came out of the shower or came home, and I usually, if I'm in a relationship, I try to make my man feel comfortable. Not too crazy, because, you know, we still got to respect each other. There's still, like, you know, rules in a relationship, but just to feel comfortable when it comes to talking about sex and emotions and stuff like that, and feelings, and compromising, you know, being a team, making sure everybody's happy. So I would have came home, let's just say if I come home and he's watching porn, my man would probably be comfortable watching it if he was in feeling a little, you know, horny or whatever, and I wasn't there and I came home. I'd be like, what you watching? Oh, let's watch it together. Or let me jump in the shower real quick, whatever, whatever. You know what I mean? Now you don't have no problems. That's all I'm saying. So my thing is, that's how she should approach it. I mean, if she's not comfortable with it, then that's one thing. Because you should never do anything you're not comfortable with. Some men don't like certain things, you know. Some men don't like for you to get near their, you know, their cake, their area back there. Which, if you're a straight man, you shouldn't want that. Anyway, you know, they jump. That's how you know they're straight. They jump when they don't want that. But if they do, then maybe they want a little something different. That's their choice. That's, you know, it all depends on what you and your man like and what you're comfortable with. But you need to talk about it and not be, you know what I'm saying? I don't believe in that hiding stuff. You know, because some people, they don't feel comfortable talking about it with their partner, and they feel a little weird and stuff like that. So you should be able to be comfortable talking to your partner about it. You know, and you never know what answer you gonna get. So that goes to say that, you know, if you have the right partner, that's gonna be the result. So hit me up and let me know how you feel about it. Like I said, I don't think that things should be hidden in the relationship, or there should be situations where you can't talk to your partner. I mean, in some relationships and marriages, that's how it is, but that's not how it should be. It's not comfortable. I wouldn't want to be in an uncomfortable relationship, you know, or a marriage. So And if you can't come to a resolution, then you need to think about other things. I'm not condoning anything. I'm just saying. Hit me up and let me know how you feel about it. I hope all y'all got your got all your Christmas shopping done, because it's crazy out there. It really is. And, you know, being out there in them crowds and the malls and stuff is not good, because you got people with their mask with it below their nose and not covering their mouth on their chin. I mean, that's not safe. But hit me up and let me know how y'all feel about it. I really want to know. But the last thing I am going to say is you shouldn't have to force anybody to do anything that, you know, they don't want to do. You need to be comfortable and happy with doing whatever, you know, you need to do for both y'all to be happy, you know. And it depends on the timing and how and when you present the situation. I wouldn't, because a lot of women be bugging out. They'd be like, oh, what was you doing? Or they won't say nothing and bring it up later. And it's like a whole dramedy. You know what I'm saying? You feel me? It's like, no, like, it don't have to be that serious. You know, wait for the right time to talk about it and just be like, you know, babe, let me know next time, you know, we watch it together. Or, you know, you don't have to hide anything from me. It all depends on how, that's with anything in life. That's my go-to, my thing. It's all about your tone, your timing, especially with men. I'm dropping some diamonds right now. And ladies, it's all about how you say things, and men too. It's all about your tone, how you say things, the timing, what you say, you know. It does make a difference. You know, it doesn't always have to be a dramedy and a situation. So that's how you end up with a failed marriage or not a good relationship. So hit me up. Let me know how you feel about it. I hope y'all have a great Christmas. For whatever it's worth, you know, you can't, you know, be around a lot of family. I understand. It's okay. Well, maybe 2021 will be better for us and we can make it up next year. So I hope you have a great Christmas. I am working, actually. I think we're working tomorrow half a day. But if you aren't working, enjoy yourself. Be safe. Don't do anything that I wouldn't do. Or maybe you should do things that I would do. I don't know. It might be too much for y'all. So I hope you have a great Christmas. Be safe, regardless of whether, you know, I know you can't be around a bunch of family, even if you have to be by yourself just to be safe. Do things that make you happy, you know, just pray and just thank God that you made it another day and you're breathing, you're healthy. You know, that's another thing that we need to be thankful for, is our health and, you know, and our joy and happiness. Pray for that. So I hope y'all have a great day. And no matter whether you're Christian or not, whether you're freaky or not, whether you talk like this or talk like that, it does not matter. Everybody needs God. Everybody needs prayer. Everybody needs peace and happiness and all of that. So I hope you have a great day. Again, Merry Christmas. Thank y'all for the support. I appreciate y'all. I support everybody as well. So I'm going to give my shout outs. Shout out to DJ Junes, the hottest DJ in the New York metro area. Period. And he's on Caribbean Hits Radio. Download the app every Saturday, most of the time, Sundays. He had a great mix the other day, and then on Christmas hopefully he'll have one then. Pretty dope. Check him out, Caribbean Hits Radio, during the day. Just turn it on while you're cooking, you know, while you know, having a drink or whatever, and just chill out and relax. But he is dope, professional. He's been in the game for a long time, so he know a little something, you know, about equipment, about music, about, you know, whatever. You feel me? So shout out to him. Shout out to DJ K Solo, DJ K Solo in the DMV area, DJ X-Ray D in the ATL, DJ Mike Kane in the Boston area. He also has an apparel line out. He prints apparel. Yes, that's right. He's on IG and Facebook. Check out his page. Image Impressions. Shout out to Devin Michael Porter. He's into the health line, and also he does apparel called Actions Words. Check him out. He's into spoken word now, so he's getting a little bit into the music. Shout out to him. Shout out to Slack Poppy. Dope lyricist. Check him out on YouTube and iTunes. He's got some new stuff coming up for y'all. Shout out to Danny Diamond, my little cuz. I am gonna get that song on for y'all. this week that they're trying to get on the P-Valley soundtrack. Shout out to Halima, Delightful Desserts in Hollis in Queens. Shout out to LNL Catering All Events on Long Island. I just say Halima already. Letty, shout out to my friend Talia, my homegirl, always checking up on me. She just texted me just now. Shout out to my sis CC, Miss Riri, Miranda, Carol, Jazz, the homie. Shout out to who else? Oh, my homeboy. E, protecting and serving in the New York metro area. Jamie B in the DMV. My cousin O. Who else? Carol, Patricia, Ann. Shout out to everybody who supports. Oh, the guru. Shout out to her. And shout out to my anchor family. I appreciate y'all. Have a great day. Merry Christmas. Have a great day. We'll talk to you after Christmas. Don't forget to download the app. Caribbean Hits Radio. Listen to DJ Jones on Christmas, hopefully, cross your fingers. And this weekend, gang of DJs that DJ every couple hours. So check that out. And I'm gonna get some mixes on here for y'all next week. Hope you have a great day. And stay woke, stay focused, work on your list of happiness, and be good and have a good one. Don't worry, everything's gonna be all right. I promise. Have a great day. Merry Christmas. Have a good day. Merry Christmas.